Good afternoon, my colleagues and friends. Each generation has its own challenges and missions, but no generation has faced such an urgent and formidable challenge as climate change and global warming, and such a great mission as survival. This is the battle of our lifetime. The human being is the smartest and more ingenious creature living on planet Earth, and yet it's the only one capable of destroying its own planet, our only planet, our planet Earth. Some people are skeptical about climate change and global warming, but the scientific evidence is overwhelming. We know too much to remain skeptical. The concentration of greenhouse gases and global temperature is the highest in the past 8,000 years. This is not a matter of opinion, ideology, or faith. It's a matter of facts and science. We need to take bold action and tackle the root of the problem, reduce our emission and increase our capture of greenhouse gases. This is why Chile pledges to become a carbon neutral country before 2050. But at the same time, we must adapt to this new climate reality. Adaptation is not an option. It's an urgent task for the benefit of this generation and those to come. Chile is fully committed to this endeavor. During our COP25 presidency, we pushed for a strong recognition of adaptation as a top priority in the global response to climate change. I would like to highlight 4 points. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us that as we fight this sanitary, social, and economic crisis, we cannot forget that adaptation to climate change needs to remain in the core of our agenda. The climate crisis continues and is affecting the most vulnerable groups in our society. We need to make sure that our economic recovery policies are in line with our climate policies to build a greener and more sustainable and resilient future. We must strengthen our capacity to anticipate future crises through early action and multilateral cooperation. In 2020, Chile was one of the first countries in the world to put forward a more ambitious National Determined Contribution, NDC. In our new NDC, we put adaptation at the heart of our commitments. We presented an ambitious adaptation plan that covers 11 sectors of our economy. And today we are working to include adaptation in our long-term climate strategy, which we will present in Glasgow during COP26. Chile has made an extraordinary effort to identify the climate vulnerability across our territory. Therefore, we created a climate risk map. This is a crucial tool to implement new policies which address local needs, takes account of the particularities of our geography, culture, and local economic circumstances. We believe that future climate risks should be part of decisions on investment plans and economic recovery. This is why our NDC includes a financial strategy that aims to mainstream adaptation in the decision-making process of the financial sector. Thank you, and I would like to reiterate the commitment of Chile to the Global Commission on Adaptation and the hard work we have ahead. To sum up, science has spoken loud and clear. Our citizens are urging us to change course. Technology provides us with the tools. It's time to change the course of history. It's time for action. Thank you very much.